on the way. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News.
Today, I'm announcing the United States is prepared to commit more than $1 billion in humanitarian assistance to help get relief to millions of Ukrainians affected by the war in Ukraine.
President Biden with the announcement while in Brussels, meeting with NATO and G7 leaders. The president also pledging new sanctions against Russia. Earlier, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg accused Russia of a false flag operation as an excuse to step up its attacks against Ukraine.
Russia is trying to create some kind of pretext, accusing Ukraine, United States, NATO allies, for preparing to use chemical and biological weapons.
Ukraine has also accused Moscow of forcibly taking thousands of civilians to Russia to be used as hostages to pressure a surrender. Russia claims the civilians are being evacuated of their own free will. After 4 days of hearing, some senators are showing their hand on how they will vote on the confirmation of Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he can't support her confirmation to the Supreme Court.
Judge Jackson was the court packer's pick, and she testified like it.
McConnell says he wanted Jackson to reject calls for expanding the Supreme Court. The judge told senators it was a decision for Congress. McConnell's opposition is not a surprise, and Jackson can be confirmed with minimal or no Republican support. The Judiciary Committee is expected to vote on confirmation in about 2 weeks, likely setting up a full Senate vote before Easter.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. North Korea claims an ICBM flew for about 700 miles and precisely hit a target in the sea. And state media says leader Kim Jong-un directly guided the missile test. On Wall Street, after a day of choppy trading, stocks ended the day higher, the Dow plus 349. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Former President Trump takes a former election opponent to court.
The 45th president sued Hillary Clinton and several other Democrats, claiming they tried to rig the 2016 election by linking his campaign to Russia. The federal lawsuit filed Thursday alleges the defendants maliciously conspired to weave a false narrative that Trump was colluding with a hostile foreign sovereignty. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into the matter concluded there was not enough evidence to prove a criminal conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia, but Mueller also noted in his report that the findings do not exonerate the former president. A Justice Department investigation of the circumstances leading to the Russia probe is ongoing. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
InfoWars host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones has defied a Connecticut judge's order by not showing up for a deposition in Texas in a lawsuit by relatives of victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. That's according to the lawyer for the families. Today is the second straight day that Jones didn't appear for the deposition. His lawyer cite undisclosed medical conditions as the reason. Jones has repeatedly said the 2012 shooting, which killed 26 students and educators in Newtown, Connecticut, was a hoax. It's official. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has announced athletes and performers will now be exempt from the city's COVID vaccine requirement for private employers.
Every time a championship or a game is played here at Yankee or Met Stadium, it's a boost to $11 million into our economic impact for New York City during the playoff season.
Adams' office had hinted of the announcement yesterday. The move will allow athletes like Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving to play in home games. Oscar-nominated film Coda, about a singing daughter in a deaf family, is being developed into a stage musical by the Los Angeles-based Deaf West Theater. The announcement coming just days before the Academy Awards. The rights to the movie have already been purchased by Apple TV+. I'm Lisa Lucera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.